and it was just like it was all one big family. Everybody knew everybody else back then that lived on their block. So you always knew kind of what was going on. And people were much closer, but I think the war made it even more so. So when there was something to celebrate, it seemed like we all celebrated it together like that at the block party. We had quite a few of them, and it was lots of laughing and eating and dancing and music and carrying on. I said it was just like a great big picnic or something. Something like that. And we kids always look forward to the block parties. We always knew it would be a lot of fun. But we also knew that it meant a lot of the worrying would be over too.
What was your feeling after the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan?
At first, we were very elated. We were just carried away with joy, really, to know that it was finally all over. And, of course, we didn't really see the news unless you went to the movies. And then you saw it on Movie Tone News and you had the pictures. And the pictures are what changed your mind. Even though we were glad the war was over, it was a terrible, terrible feeling to see what that atom bomb looked like and what it had done. When we heard how bad it really was, how it affected the people over there and just wiped out everything all around it, then you didn't feel so good. In fact, it made you kind of sick to really see what it had done to some of them. And of course, we wouldn't have had a really clear picture until we saw it on the news at the movies, and it really gave you a clear picture of how terrible and terribly destructive it really was. It was just awful. Made you sick to your stomach when you saw what it had done to some of those people. Just unreal to think of wiping out that many people. I remember thinking it should have been some other way. That was a terrible thing to use on those people. But on the other hand, it also meant that more of our people were alive. So you had some very mixed feelings about it. It was wonderful for us and terrible for them. That was the only way you could look at it.
How did you feel once Japan had surrendered and everyone finally realized that the war was over for good, that everyone would be coming home?
Well, it made a big difference in our family. It affected our family. My sister married a sailor and she moved to Florida. My father had come down to visit my brother while he was stationed at Fort McClellan during those 8 months, and consequently we moved to Alabama because my father needed the climate. And I have lived here ever since. and that has been about 48 years. So I never expected to ever end up in Alabama, a Yankee from Long Island, but it was for his health, and it really was wonderful. Everything seemed so much better. The war was over. My father was where he needed to be. And we just had to pick up our lives and start anew here. And I don't regret living here. In fact, I would never go back up north to live again.
Could you tell us how everybody felt once your brother who'd gone off the war came back?
Well, of course, we were overjoyed when he came home. We hadn't seen him in 5 years. He was terribly, terribly thin. He's about 6 feet tall, and he weighed 130 pounds when he came home. He was a nervous wreck. He smoked endlessly. He didn't smoke before he left. You could not walk up behind him or beside him without letting him know you were, because he would swing around so fast, if he hit you, he'd have killed you. And it just seemed like he was jumpy all the time. You just couldn't sneak up on him or tickle him or do anything like that. You didn't play those kind of games anymore with him, because his nerves just seemed like that's all he was expecting, was somebody to creep up behind him. He told us to always be careful when we're coming towards him to speak first. That was kind of hard to remember, but after a few times of seeing him almost knock somebody out, we remembered. He did not want to talk about the war. He only told us little things. He would not tell us, but he did tell one of my brothers about his best friend being blown up right beside him, how you had to eat when all these guys laying around dead had green flies on him, on them. He was a fanatic. If he saw a green fly, he just almost went crazy. If a fly got in the house, we made darn sure we got it fast, but the green flies are what bothered him the most. Of course, we hardly ever saw one, but just once in a while, and that just set him off. And took him a couple of years, really, to get over it, to where he seemed normal to us. Quite different than what he was when he left. He was rather easygoing, laughed easily, was fun to be around. Now he was very, very serious and looked like, he just looked like he might never get over what he had seen. He just had a look that you'd see sometimes on his face and in his eyes. And when we try to ask him about it, he wouldn't want to talk about it. But he had a friend in service, all through service, and the families had never met. Our family had never met theirs, had never met his friend's family. And when the friend came home, the families got together, and my brother ended up marrying his sister, which we thought was pretty wonderful. Never having known each other, but these two men liked each other so much and thought so much of each other. So there was really some good things that happened when it was all over. And I remember all the laughter and tears of joy and celebrating, banners flying. We had a big banner across the front of our house when my brother came home. And it was a long time for celebrating then. And then some of the defense plants started closing. And that's when my sister job ended at the defense plant she worked at. And that's when she moved to Florida with her husband, who also was getting out of the Navy then. There were a lot of mixed feelings, but somehow in the end it all seemed to come out right.